Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Living Reason Podcast. I am your host, Joshua Phillips. It's April 27th, 11 p.m. Today's episode, a fun ghost story and some ghost busting, some rationality, and the paranormal. Okay, so first of all, as a normal reminder, you can get us on Facebook through Blog Talk Radio or on Reddit, all as Living Reason, just one word, either as the URL or the username. Okay. And of course, on top of that, if you like the show, the biggest thing right now is please recommend us to your friends if you like the show. We're trying to build an audience in any way we can. Okay. So for tonight, So I personally don't have any ghost stories, but there's a great one I overheard, which is why I was motivated to do this episode. It was a while ago, but I was thinking about episode ideas, and this came up. So I was in just like a regular retail store, and I hear the cashier talking to somebody, some personal conversation. And it starts with, I believe the phrase was, "My son can't sleep because our house is haunted." And I, being horribly skeptical of these things, just started eavesdropping because I wanted to hear the story that I assumed would get quite interesting. So yeah, the thing she starts with is that, my son can't sleep and he's scared and da-da-da-da-da. I'm still skeptical at this point because 5-year-olds having nightmares seems like a pretty normal thing. Then the rest of the ghost bit, she gives a really long list of problems with the appliances in the house, and see if you can spot the theme here. The lights flicker on and off. The TV turns itself on and off. We'll leave things on when we leave the house, and they'll be on off when we come back, and vice versa. The heater kicks off, so on. So I hear this, find it hilarious, and just walk up and say, I overheard what you were talking about. I just want to check. Did you ever call an electrician to make sure you didn't just have a wiring problem? And they had no idea what I was talking about. I just walked away, honestly, because they gave me this ridiculous look of scorn that I would suggest an electrician to solve the ghost problem. So, why do I find this story interesting? Well, first, it is kind of funny. That's one thing. Second, I think it's a really good example of the fact that a lot of superstition is irrational in a very, very, fundamentally absurd way. So, these were people who in their everyday lives are probably fine in terms of thinking the world behaves normally. But as soon as something weird happens, they stop thinking and just jump to creating these grandiose tales of ghosts and goblins and so on. And of course, it's just this hilarious thing where somebody had an idea. And instead of, checking their idea against other options, they just went with their first option and just said, okay, we're done. We know what it is. And so on. Well, so this is the reason I care. You'll notice this thematically is a huge problem with how people think about issues. They come to a conclusion based on extremely limited information and just stick with that opinion forever. The way I've often joked about this is to say, most people are an expert on economics based off of the one time they understood why a business in their local town failed. So, of course, they know how to set, national spending policy. Okay, so that's the sort of philosophical note of the day. Big one is, just because you have an idea that would explain the phenomenon doesn't mean there might not be a better explanation. Bear that in mind. It's a really good one. It tends to make you better at not being wrong, which is actually sort of the correct way to approach a lot of these things. So, for the rest of the time, just some notes on ghost stuff. I find that story funny. And I'm sure everyone at this point has seen one of the hilarious reality shows where they pretend to be in a haunted house. And it's mostly the host scurrying around being afraid of their own shadows and so on. I find them funny, but only because the premise is rather silly. I think the biggest thing was, one thing that's really cool is if you start researching scientific attempts to explain the various ghost phenomena that have occurred. So you have to Google this to find it, but one of the classic ones is that some scientists realize, I believe it was just an accident they noticed this, that there's a certain frequency of sound that if humans, that you can't hear it, it's below your hearing range, but it still affects your ears. It just makes your body sort of freak out. You feel like someone's watching you, da-da-da-da-da. Well, one of the sort of naturally occurring things that produces frequency is church organs in the wind, which probably explains why a bunch of old churches are haunted. The wind blows through the pipes and makes people feel really freaky. Any building that's old enough will have some disturbing story about it. So that's one really cool one. Another one from personal experience that I don't think gets mentioned enough in the ghost stories. So I have a job where, I work alone in a dark building in the middle of nowhere at times. If you're ever alone in a fairly dark building where there is nothing going on, your brain just starts registering a bunch of false positives. You don't start hearing voices, but anytime a sound is made, you hear it way louder than it actually was. Because all your senses just start amping up, waiting for something to happen. I'd be in this building and would trip on something and think somebody kicked me. And would look and be like, oh, that was weird. So in general, you can just look this up. If you find actual scientific skeptics going after ghost stories, so much of the ghost stuff can be explained one of two ways. Either one, some sort of strange natural phenomena. The same building, I had a funny one where sound was carrying clear across the valley through the front door of the building I was in, and it was echoing off one of the walls. So it sounded like people were in the room talking to me when they were clear over on the other side of a valley, just the way the acoustics worked out. And that was freaky. But then I walked outside and there were children, playing on the side and figuring out the echo thing. So either one, sort of odd natural phenomena, or two, and this doesn't get mentioned for some reason, people, when they're alone, your nervous system hypes up a certain extent. I don't know exactly medically what that is, but if you just go anywhere, the most reasonable, boring place in the world, if you were in an abandoned Walmart or something, you will keep hearing sounds and assume it's someone with you. It's hard to get your brain to not panic whenever it hears noises where it shouldn't. Just being in dead quiet, the brain does not like for some reason. Don't know what that is medically. So that is my ghost story and my commentary. The other thing that I've run into with a few people who I'm friends with or just know randomly is that, and this is a big one because if you think there are serious ghosts, this is also advice on your end. For some reason, and I assume the reason has to do with what I consider to be strange irrationality here, when people think there are ghosts, they don't do stuff to test what's going on. For instance, if you say something like, we hear footsteps out in our hallway every night, we'll put a bunch of flour or something on the floor to see if anything walks through it is an option. If you have an electrical problem, you should at least call the electrical guy or your cousin who knows how to deal with electricity at some point. And that's one thing you actually notice is really drastically missing is the the ghost shows now, you know, they run a few cameras and they run audio recorders, which are then enhance and claim there's voices in them. But they're, given that they have equipment, they're not very systematic, right? What you do is you film for like 3 weeks and you see if anything weird happens in the film. And analogously, sadly, I suppose for me, this is true for UFOs as well, which I wish were real, though I don't think they are now. The better our video camera technology has gotten, right, both with just regular cameras and with video, the less ghost pictures we've gotten, and you know, the less popular, big, because so many of the ghost pictures were camera errors or double negative phenomena or so on. So it's creating a picture of a person on the picture that wasn't there, which would look creepy. Okay. I have about 4 minutes left. I'm liking this new setup for certain things like this. So the two big notes, you know, first off, as sort of the correct how to behave rationally, first is don't assume the first explanation you hear is a good one just because it would explain the behavior. And that not only applies to ghosts, which might actually just be, you know, crappy wiring in your house, or ghosts that might actually just be church organs. It can apply to anything, whether it's political theories, scientific theories, trying to guess why someone did something. So that generally could apply to anything. 1 minute. Let's see. Sorry about that. Time cut. So that was the first thing, is the weird mistake of assuming the first explanation for a phenomenon is the correct explanation. You'll now see that everywhere. I think it's the... Oh, I forget. I'll have that for next episode. There's a phenomenon discussing the fact that as soon as you've heard new information, you see it everywhere, including, ironically, the idea that as soon as you hear information, you see it everywhere. So there's that. Second one is that if anyone would like to cite things like the idea that there's ghosts, actually start doing serious, like, experimentation involving whatever relevant phenomena are happening, so maybe you can actually prove it, because sadly the people who claim to be professionals don't actually try to establish whether it's real or not. Okay. That's just about everything for today. Oh, just a reminder. Sorry, the we have 90 seconds alerts scare me. Just a quick reminder. Biggest thing is if you enjoy, you know, the material we're doing here, please share it so we can build an audience. That's about it for the night. I'm Joshua Phillips from the Living Reason Podcast. Thank you for listening, and good night.